SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly transform your life. The power of forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another lecture on being nice, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook or condoning their actions. It's about freeing yourself from the weight of anger, resentment, and bitterness. Think of it like this. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging what happened, understanding its impact on you, and choosing to release those negative emotions that are holding you back. It's about creating space for healing, growth, and a whole lot more peace of mind. Trust me, it's way more liberating than you think. So, what are the real benefits of this seemingly simple act? Here's the deal. First off, forgiveness can drastically improve your mental well-being. Holding on to anger is like carrying around a heavy backpack. Everywhere you go, it weighs you down, steals your energy, and impacts your overall happiness. Letting go of those negative emotions is like taking that weight off your shoulders and feeling lighter than air. Seriously, studies have shown that practicing forgiveness can reduce stress, anxiety, and even depression. Secondly, forgiveness strengthens your relationships. I know what you're thinking, how can you forgive someone who hurt you deeply? It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But here's the thing. When you choose to forgive, you open the door to healing and a reconciliation. You allow yourself to move forward with less baggage and create stronger, more resilient bonds. Thirdly, forgiveness empowers you. It's about taking control of your own emotions and choosing how you respond to challenging situations. It's not about being a doormat or ignoring wrongdoing. It's about breaking free from the cycle of negativity and creating space for compassion and understanding. Fourth, forgiveness promotes self-acceptance. We all make mistakes, big ones, small ones, messy ones. Holding on to resentment towards ourselves can be just as harmful as holding on to it towards others. Forgiving ourselves allows us to learn from our experiences, move forward with grace, and cultivate a kinder relationship with who we are. And finally, forgiveness sets you free. It releases you from the shackles of anger, bitterness, and pain. It allows you to live more fully in the present moment, appreciating the good things in your life and embracing the future with hope and optimism. You know that feeling when someone's words or actions really sting? Maybe it was a betrayal by a friend, a harsh critique from a boss, or even just a thoughtless comment that cut you deep. We've all been there. It's so easy to get caught up in those negative emotions and let them fester. But imagine this. You have the power to choose how you respond. Think about a time when someone wronged you. Maybe it was a friend who broke your trust or a family member who hurt your feelings. How did you react? Did you hold on to anger, resentment, and bitterness? Or did you try to forgive them, even if it felt difficult? Forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey that takes time, effort, and self-compassion. But the rewards are worth it. So, what can you do right now to start embracing the power of forgiveness? First off, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. Allow yourself to feel the anger, sadness, and hurt. Then practice empathy. Try to understand why the other person acted the way they did. Were they going through something difficult? Did they make a mistake out of ignorance? Next, choose to let go. It's not about condoning their actions or forgetting what happened. It's about releasing the negative emotions that are holding you back. Visualize yourself letting go of those feelings like balloons floating away into the sky. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's an act of courage, self-love, and resilience. Remember, the power to heal and create a more positive life lies within you. So take that first step towards forgiveness today. Your mind, heart, and relationships will thank you for it. All right, everyone, that's it for today's Daily Stoicism. I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do this week to practice forgiveness in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Join me on Instagram at Daily Stoic Wisdom for more inspiration. And remember, keep those stoic vibes flowing. See you all tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.